This is Diane Hillary from Atlanta Center for Self-Compassion, and this is a practice for working with shame from the Mindful Self-Compassion curriculum. This practice can be useful when you're in a moment of embarrassment or shame, or if you'd like to call to mind a situation that brought up shame or embarrassment for you. But I encourage you to ask yourself whether you feel up for working with this emotion, experimenting in this way, or whether you really might be needing distraction or support from someone in your life. Just asking what you really need and giving yourself permission to care for yourself in whatever way feels best right now. I encourage you to get in a really comfortable position, laying down or seated. If you need to pause the recording to put a pillow under your knees or something behind your neck, just letting yourself feel really comfortable. And taking three deep breaths. You might even do a 4-7-8 breath to settle your nervous system a bit. Breathing in for 4, holding it for 7, and then breathing out a long, slow exhale through your mouth for an 8 count, or whatever version of that feels right for you. And as you're breathing, if you'd like to place a hand over your heart or some other place that feels soothing and comforting, I invite you to do that. As a reminder that you too are worthy of kindness in the midst of this moment of embarrassment or shame, which is a universal experience that we all have, a part of our shared humanity. Now, sitting with the situation that's on your mind that brought up feelings of embarrassment or shame, and seeing if you can determine a place of fear. What are you afraid others might discover about you if they knew about this event? And see if you can give that a name. Perhaps it's a statement like, I'm defective. I'm a failure. I'm a bad person. These are negative core beliefs. If you found that several came up, see if you can choose one that seems to carry the most weight. As you sit with this painful core belief, you may be feeling really alone. If you're feeling this way, I hope you can make space for the idea that when we are in shame, we are alone together. Everyone doing this practice has very similar feelings as you right now. Shame is a universal human emotion, and we all have these painful core beliefs. Now name the core belief for yourself in a compassionate voice, perhaps as you might name it for a friend. For example, oh, you've been thinking that you're a failure or that you're unworthy. That must be so painful. Or just saying to yourself in a warm, compassionate voice, unlovable. I think I'm unlovable. Remembering that when we feel embarrassed or ashamed, it's only part of us that feels this way. We don't always feel like this. Although this feeling may seem very old and familiar. And also reminding yourself that all of our negative core beliefs arise out of the wish to be loved. We are all innocent beings waking up each morning with the wish to be loved. Please know that you can open your eyes anytime during this exercise if it becomes uncomfortable or disengage in any way you like. Now expanding your awareness to your body as a whole. And scanning your body for where you feel embarrassment or shame most intensely. In your mind's eye, sweeping your body from head to toe and stopping where you can sense a little tension or discomfort, or maybe a lot of tension or discomfort. Now please choose a single location in your body where shame or embarrassment expresses itself most strongly. Muscle tension, hollowness, maybe heartache. And in your mind, gently inclining toward that location in your body. And softening into that area. letting the muscles soften, letting them relax, as if you're slipping into warm water. Not trying to change the feeling, just holding it in a tender way. Maybe even just softening a little around the edges. Softening, softening, softening. And now seeing if you can give yourself some mental permission to allow the discomfort to be there. Letting your body have whatever sensations it's having. Letting your heart feel just as it does. Making room for this too. Releasing the need to make it go away. This too belongs. It's a part of being human. And now soothing yourself because of this difficult experience. If you wish, placing your hand over the part of the body that's holding the embarrassment or shame. And just feeling the warmth and gentle touch of your hand. Acknowledging how hard that part of our body has been working to hold this emotion. Perhaps imagining warmth and kindness flowing through your hand into your body. Maybe even thinking of your body as if it were the body of a beloved child. Soothing, soothing, soothing. And are there some comforting words that you might need to hear? Imagine you had a friend who was struggling in the same way. What would you say to your friend, heart to heart? Perhaps, "I'm so sorry you feel this way. I care deeply about you." This is so hard. What would you want your friend to know and remember? See if you can offer yourself or the suffering part of yourself the same message. Just acknowledging it's so hard to feel this. May I be kind to myself. May I remember this feeling won't last forever. And this is just a part of me. And we We all feel this way sometimes. Letting the words in to whatever extent possible. If you'd like, cycling back through, softening, allowing, and soothing, as much or as little as you need. And just reminding yourself that every person in the mindful self-compassion class that you're taking, every person who has listened to this meditation has been feeling some sort of embarrassment or shame. We're all human with strengths and weaknesses, and we're all connected in the universal emotions of embarrassment or shame and the deep wish to be loved and accepted just as we are. It takes courage and vulnerability to practice with shame. I hope you can continue to give yourself what you need and honor your intention and efforts to bring more self-compassion to moments of shame and pain. Thank you for practicing with me today.